Good morning, Troy Terrain, live and direct on a Fuckery Friday. All right, how you folks feel out there? Let's get it cracking. I am well rested, hyped and charged. And as you may or may not know, we discuss pop culture insanity here, the current events of today, and the politics that lie ahead. I am assisted by the incomparable DJ Alias. Good morning, sir. He's here on time. He's not going to do a whole lot of talking right now. Last night they had a cracking on that nigga shit, Reggae Thursdays. But this is Friday, folks. Friday morning. I'm wearing my Yankee fitted. And why am I wearing this Yankee fitted? Oh, to celebrate the fall of the Yankees and hopefully the dismissal of Alex Rodriguez, a.k.a. A-Rod. Okay, folks, today we're gonna put things on the table. But I have to do a lot of Shot97.com politicking today. I want to tell you about the new time slot that starts next week, the new studio. I want to talk about a mailing address. Many of you folks don't use PayPal, credit cards, debit cards, things like that. We're going to try and this morning come up with an address where you can send money orders.
Telephone, so you can call.
People want to know where they can send money orders to donate. Some of you people that have unsigned, you know, or that are unsigned or independent artists, your videos, you want your videos posted, but you don't use PayPal. We're going to give you an address today where you can send a money order, okay? Also, speaking of unsigned artists, Sarah and Allison cleaned that goddamn site up last night, shot97.com, and if you had a video up there and you did not make a donation, it's now gone. Gotta let these ladies handle that business. I have to. Also, this morning, holy smokes. Now, you know, yesterday I went in kind of hard, as I do. It's who I am and that's what I do. Lil Reese, Chief Keef's associate, friend, homie, I don't know. He has responded to the footage of him beating the brakes off of a young woman. He says it was a couple of years ago. Fuck y'all haters. We out here. Now, I'm applauding his insanity. I'm not applauding the vile act that he committed. Oh, no. I've always been on the front lines, folks. I'm objective with it. The biggest stars of today I have interviewed, you know, not just rappers, R&B singers. I've sat down with people like Benjamin Bratman. I've sat down with many people. So I'm very secure with where I'm at, where I've been, and where I'm going. In terms of the hip-hop culture, you know, I'm not going to just always jump out there on the front lines by myself. Thankfully, people are not feeling, you know, what Lil Reese has done to this young lady, who, by the way, has released a statement. And let's see what happens. I'm not going to get out there on an island and start, oh, we've got to go up to Def Jam. And no. I went to his Twitter page. I think he was up to 16,000 followers. I haven't checked this morning. I spy on niggas on Twitter. Yes, I do. And I suggest that you do also. Twitter is therapeutic. You can watch the fall of someone or something, some business, people trying to come up and just, you know, looking desperate, dumb, and deranged. Anyway, I went to Lil Reese's Twitter page, Defiance. We out here. That's what they say in hip-hop today. We out here. Fuck them haters. That footage is old. No, my nigga, it's brand new. To us, it's brand new. How are people going to deal with this? He's one of these new young niggas with the bird chest. You know, he's tattooed up like a fucking gangbanger. Who knows if he's been gangbanging? I don't know. But Defiant, I want to talk about this morning. Not too early, but I want to put it on the table because, you know, Chris Brown was already in full effect. Yes, I have to reference Breezy, Chris Brown. He was in full effect when you know, the situation occurred between he and Riri. But Lil Reese is on the come up. Is he officially signed to Def Jam Recordings? Educate me, please. Is Joey I.E. the new president of Def Jam? Educate me. I know Joey I.E. I can't say that we're friends, but we're cool. Never had a problem with him. Will Def Jam now, you know, being that capitalism has no moral base, will Def Jam try to capitalize on this newfound publicity for Lil Reese? I saw Def Jam on his Twitter page. I don't know if he's really signed to Def Jam. I'm putting it out there. Also this morning, you know, folks, every once in a while, I'm touched by these down south niggas. South, S-O-U-F, South. Going back to the late 80s, when I first got into, you know, rap music, early 90s, I appreciated the southern, you know, flavor coming by way of hip hop. I always shitted on people, you know, up here in the north, which is where I'm at, because, you know, I don't want to be shitting on niggas long distance and not give a nigga the opportunity to see me. But the down south rappers always seem to have gotten it in, going back to the days of my nigga DJ Magic Mike coming out of Orlando. I know my history. DJ Screw. All these guys that put in the work. There's another guy right now. He's put in the work. He sent me a video. I'm honored that a southern nigga has put my name in his mouth. We're going to start bumping his track. He made a donation. His name is Young Thriller. The track is called I Need More Haters. Touch me. Touch me. The track. Do you have it, DJ Elias? Can you get it on deck? That's the next song coming up, my nigga. He's got the honorable mention to Star and Buck Wild, just like Capone and Noriega did. My nigga Jay-Z. Do we have the Aaliyah remix? Yeah, I say that with all due respect, but you know, Jay-Z put my name in that song. I should be playing that here, DJ Elias. Do you have the remix? What's that? Okay, he's a little slow on the trigger last night, folks. He was up in Wilkes-Barre, PA last night. Was it Club Bentley's? Where were you at last night? I forget. Locals 88. Okay, I was there with you a couple of weeks back. Okay, all right, we'll come back. Anyway, Young Thriller. He's got a track called I Need More Haters. Sir, if you're out there listening, can someone tell me where he's from? Or if you're listening, Young Thriller, hit me on Twitter or something. Where are you from, homie? I'm so busy, I didn't really pay attention to what part of the South he's from. Anyway, also this morning, I do want to address people from my past that are reaching out to me right now in this bad economy. I appreciate you still recognizing a boss. That's what I am. But in this age of Obama, this cesspool of nothingness, all of this dumbing down, wealth redistribution, penalizing people for being successful. Anybody who makes over $250,000 is a fucking bad guy. You've got to come to me with a plan. People from my past, especially if I've known you over a decade. This is not the gravy train here for you. I say that with all due respect. You know, since everybody is on this whole let's partner up thing, partner up. Nobody wants to fucking pay anybody. I'm not throwing good money to bad. Not saying that you're, you know, a bad investment, but if we've known each other for many, many years and we've never made no skrilla together, you know, reaching out to me now is just not, it's not reality. Maybe you're sitting back, maybe the landlord's knocking at your door. Maybe you're trying to reposition yourself. Maybe you've been working a job in the industry most of your fucking, you know, life. Maybe you don't even have a career. Maybe you just had a job and you finally woke up and said, you know, wow, I don't have a fucking career. I'm not running a gravy train. I say that with all due respect. I'm not talking to anyone in particular. I'm talking to a couple of people that have reached out to me that have never sent me a fucking, you know, a holiday greeting, never bought me a fucking sandwich or a cup of coffee. Today, folks, I'm going there. You've got to bring something to the table. Also this morning, I'm going to start doing hater advice again. 20 minutes after we start the show, hater advice. I'm not going to say top of the hour, bottom of the hour, all that sort of jazz, because when you're on the internet, people watch the show at different times, even if you're in, you know, Mountain Time, Pacific Time, Eastern Standard Time. So just 20 minutes from the, you know, when the show starts, I'm going to do hater advice. I've got a doozy for you this morning. I also want to talk about something that's very, very important. Sean Kingston has now got a new Jesus piece. Yes, Sean Kingston. Sean Kingston, who does not focus on lean pieces of beef. He focuses on new Jesus pieces. We have to politic this. This is a guy who came out the gate. He made his mark by way of MySpace. He's one of the front runners who took hold of entrepreneurship. Yes, he did. Soulja Boy, Sean Kingston, Drake, Nicki Minaj. These were all internet babies. And Sean Kingston, I don't know what he's involved in by way of any business, but he's focused on his third Jesus piece. The hater misses nothing, folks. I need to know the name of his jeweler, something baller, some little bald head Asian looking guy running around in the fucking. What's that? Grab that mic, homie. I need to hear you on this one, please.
Nah, his name is Ben. Hold on.
You got to turn your mic up, homie.
His name is Ben. Ben the baller.
Ben the baller or the baller?
Ben the baller.
Ben the baller.
Yeah.
Oh, let's applaud this nigga. I think I might have to holler at him. Not for a Jesus piece, but, you know, just to get the intricate details on who in the fucking age of Obama is just focused on chains and all this other, you know, silly shit. Hey, also this morning, I want to talk about hater packages. Yes, today is heavy, heavy shot97.com business. What is a hater package? Well, if you're out there, you're trying to get it in, you're trying to get your views up, you're trying to get airplay at one of these fucking terrestrial radio stations that you know, is just, you know, fugazi, to say the least. You're trying to get a come up, you know, not necessarily like Lil Reese, but you're trying to get a come up. Well, folks, if you don't have a hater in your life, you might be doing something wrong. You need a hater, and I got a hater package for you. Now, I don't know what I'm going to start the hater packages at, you know, let's say a minimum. Maybe we'll start at $150, $200. I don't know. You holler at me behind the scenes. I'll start shitting on you. And people will pay attention. People will take notice. Do you see what I've been doing for Shine? I mean, everything I've been saying about Shine has been for free, and he's living right now. Shine has been reborn. He's on shot97.com right now, sitting in some little fucking dirty cafe in France. He's now a hater, shitting on Kendrick Lamar. Oh, and my nigga, the game has reached out to Shine. Do you know about this, Elias? The hater misses nothing. Game, the game has reached out via Twitter and called Shine a bitch. You're going to get yourself a hater package. We'll talk about all these things when we come back. All right, Star and Buck Wild Show. It's a fuckery Friday, folks. Yes, I'm on that ratchet shit on a Friday. I'm going to try not to call DJ Elias too much into the conversation. He was out last night DJing as he does. Hey, when we start broadcasting next week in a brand new studio and a new time slot, 12 noon till 2 p.m., I would like to get DJ Elias, if possible, to start at 11 a.m. Maybe do an hour mix or something, you know, just to show his skills. He does get it in on the ones and twos. We'll keep you posted. Oh, and in regards to unsigned artists that do not have videos, but if you have a music track that you want played on the Star and Buckwild show here, just like we just played Young Thriller, I Need More Haters, a few seconds ago, contact DJ Alias. That's djalias@gmail.com, and that's Alias with a Z. I say again, djalias@gmail.com. All right, a few things I want to address here. Good morning, El Chapo. He says, Star, homeboy is in fact signed to Def Jam. He's talking about Lil Reese. He shot me a link. I don't have time to look at it right now, but he says they won't drop him. They were fucking with DMX. So what does that mean, they were fucking with DMX? Lil Reese is fucking with DMX? Or... Okay, I'll try to come back and read this, but... oh, yeah, Def Jam, here it is. Signs contract with 19-year-old Lil Reese. Woo! Kick that poor girl in the head. Not once, not twice, but he was stomping on her. I didn't want the video on shot97.com. I just, you know... business over bullshit. You know, I'm fucking with Walmart, and Walmart's fucking with me. I'm not trying to put up some little bird chest nigga, you know, kicking a girl all upside the dome. And she's released a statement saying she's past it, you know, it happened a while back. You know, I'm not going to try and diffuse it just because she's past it and because, you know, she doesn't want to be, I don't know, the focus of the attention, but clearly she is. It's something that we're all going to have to, you know, address here, I'm sure, for the next 30 days to come. Hey, also, I'm scrolling through the new YouTube channel comments. I see people are responding to some things that I've said already this morning. Okay, give me a second. Somebody saying, Star, go fuck yourself, you half Italian piece of shit. Let me applaud that person. Kid Galaxy says, Kid Galaxy's going in. Okay, good morning to you, sir. Star, more people are fucked up in this economy. You begging for donations? No, sir, I'm not begging. I'm very aggressive, very straight to the point. Keeping it real with you. I'm doing the same exact thing, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is doing right now. Multi-millionaire, or maybe, pardon me, billionaire. Facebook is requesting donations now. This is where the country is, homie. Creflo Dollar is moving to the Bronx. He's opening up a brand new church to get donations. Don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm not begging for nothing. I'm on the front lines keeping it 500 with you.
Hold on. The president.
The president. Yeah, thank you, sir. President Barack Obama is emailing people saying, did you send me that weekly $5? You better wake up and smell the coffee, homie. The fucking bottom has fallen out of this whole country. You know, I think if shit doesn't turn around, well, actually, shit's not going to turn around for at least another year and a half. But if shit doesn't turn around for certain, you know, working people, you're going to see more people out there on the side of the fucking roads with cups talking about, you know, can I get a donation? You're going to see, people at stoplights with a motherfucking cup. Anyway, okay, so, wow, Lil Reese signed to Def Jam. I am not going to, you know, take the lead on this. I just wanted to point it out. Lil Reese is saying, fuck y'all haters. We out here. That, you know, that footage is old. Y'all putting up old footage. Shit's brand new to a lot of people. Will he make it onto 106 in Park? Sure he will. All he needs is a hit. All right, other things I want to discuss this morning. Oh, well, yeah, but before we go any further, DJ Elliott, you don't have to, you know, get on the microphone. I know you're tired from last night. Do you have an address, a physical address, where we can have people send money orders who want to make donations? Yeah, I get, you know, at least 5 or 6 emails a week from people saying, hey, I want to donate, but I don't want, you know, I don't have PayPal. I don't want to do the credit card thing. Yeah, but think about that for a second. A physical address somewhere here in Pennsylvania where people can send donations. You know, I used to have a P.O. box in New York City. I shut it down. It just became more of a fucking headache than anything else. And I don't really have a physical address at this point in PA because we're not set up at the new studio just yet. Hey, also this morning, I do have to acknowledge some of the unsigned artists that have donated, and they're now on shot97.com. Let me applaud you. Thank you for believing in the brand. It is my deepest concern to get you that exposure that you need. This morning, I'm going to talk about a few videos, including River City Blues. Hang on, let me scroll down. I also noticed some of the other videos this morning that were posted. Somebody by the name of Showtime, Steph Reed, some other people as well. Oh, Sticks and Mill. Sticks and Mill has been with us for a while. The song is called Sticks and Million. So I do want to take the time this morning. As I said, we're going to politic a lot of shot97.com business this morning. Hey, also, Alias, you can just wave. Did you notice your boy 2 Chainz sitting on T.J. Holmes' new show on BET talking about voting? And I didn't know he was a college graduate. Let me applaud 2 Chainz. Whoa! T.J. Holmes. Here's a guy who clearly, well, you know, let me not say clearly. I don't want to get sued. You know, he looks like an affirmative action case. He's on CNN. He doesn't have a fucking clue. His whole thing is, you know, just the whole shucking and yucking. He's now on BET with this very stone face. It's like a total fucking 360. Clearly, BET wants to try and capitalize on what they think is, you know, a young man of color, you know, doing the damn thing in the world of politics and social commentary and you know, just political views. I've never heard anything out of this guy's mouth, T.J. Holmes, that has made me say, But he's on BET. I have not watched this show. If anyone has and you care to comment, please. You know, today it's a fuckery Friday. We shit on everybody. I just saw the clip, again, with 2 Chainz and T.J. Holmes. And if you don't know who T.J. Holmes is, believe me, you're missing nothing. You know, there was a guy who was on BET years ago. Was it Ed Bradley or Ed Gordon? I'm sorry, I get my Eds mixed up. I know one of the Eds who was on 60 Minutes, he died years ago. But the guy who used to be on BET, I mean, he was like he was the brightest bulb they ever had. I don't know what happened. Maybe the fucking, you know, the well dried up. I don't know. But if T.J. Holmes, if they're trying to make T.J. Holmes the fucking answer, I think they're gonna fail miserably. Bring back the sloppy fat bitch, Monique. What was the guy's name, her sidekick? Yeah, he was just a fucking, you know, a happy jack type of nigga. Type of nigga that eat, you know, eats fucking tapioca pudding and fried hoagies. What is that nigga's name? All right, let's get a crack this morning. This is the Storm Buff Wild Show. All right, Troy Terrain live and direct on a fuckery Friday. We out here. Is that the new saying in hip-hop? We out here. Not we're out here. We out here. Yeah? Okay, that's what it is. We out here, my nigga. We out here. Well, I'm out here on some real rugged and rough, raw, rah-rah shit. Hey, a few people emailing me here already, or tweeting me, pardon me, in regards to Creflo Dollar. Yeah, Creflo Dollar's coming to the Bronx, the BX. There's pastors already, you know, not happy with him coming to, you know, fuck up the Skrilla. What's that guy's name who I used to shit on years ago, and then he wanted to sit down and meet with me, and then he couldn't even look me in the eye. What the fuck was his name? He's a pastor in Brooklyn. He and Dave Hollister did a video together. Niggas was bouncing around in mink coats and shit. What is his name? Oh, Hezekiah Walker. Hey, Hezekiah. Hey, girl. Now, he's in Brooklyn. I know he's not feeling Creflo Dollar coming to the BX. I know he's not feeling that move. I don't know when he's coming. I don't know, you know, what is still happening down in the ATL by way of the sad homicide that just took place. Somebody was fucking somebody's woman, or you know, fucking up some Skrilla. Somebody's wig got pushed back. It happened last week. It's a sad story, but yeah, Creflo Dollar. Now, truth be told, folks, I'm a proud non-believer in the theory of God. You know this about me. But I think I may have to get some type of little hole in the wall in the ghetto to hold maybe Saturday afternoon service. My nigga, I'm as serious as colon cancer. Now, you know, not necessarily, you know, any type of religious organization or anything, but, you know, Ayn Rand used to do it. I'm not a comedian. Many of you people say, "Oh, you should do stand-up comedy." Yeah, I tried it. I failed. Buck Wild and I tried to do stand-up comedy. I think it was 1998. I just got up on stage and I said some real racist shit, and people just looked at me like, "Whoa, whoa." But I think I need to get some type of little some type of little fucking hole in the wall up in Harlem. Let's just keep it in the hood. Maybe invite 10, 15 people down and just let me just get a glass of water and spit that heat. Would you come support? Would you come with a $5 donation? Let me know. I'm as serious as fucking cancer. The shit is upside down, the economy and everything. Today I'm focusing on shot97.com, you know, Troy Terrain's business, and what's to come. All this current event stuff, you know, the sad story coming out of New York City is just going to have to wait. The sad story about the fucking nanny, some type of Hispanic woman who killed two little beautiful white babies. I don't even know if I can get to that today. I may or may not get to President Barack Obama dumping on Ayn Rand's philosophy, in case you didn't catch that, objectivism. Well, clearly he has to. He has to do that because in today's day and age, Ayn Rand's philosophy it has come to fruition. Come on, pick it up. Objectivism has come to fruition. Everything she spoke about, everything, government intervention. You know. I'm not even gonna get into it right now because it'll be a long-winded fucking rant. President Barack Obama just did an interview, I think it's with Rolling Stone, one of these publications, and he says that Ayn Rand is for teenagers, something about when they're, you know, trying to develop or lost. I mean, he just clearly dumps on her philosophy. I may or may not get to it today. I don't want to shoot from the hip. I went to his exact quote, and then I'll go in. But I got to focus on my business today, my business here at shot97.com. Hey, also, as I said, hater advice coming up shortly. We're about 6 minutes away. I want to talk to some of you folks about some things that I think are very, very important moving forward in the industry. I'll just say that. Not necessarily the music industry, but the entertainment industry. Let's come back on the Star and Buckwald Show. All right, Troy Terrain live and direct on a fuckery Friday. Folks, can we get that donation today? By way of shot97.com, we got a donate button there. I'm consistent with it, as you know. I'm here to grind this microphone. I bring objective hate to the forefront. I give many people a rational perspective. I inspire many people. T-shirts and all that other stuff is, you know, it's icing on the cake. We'll get to that. But I spit the ism, the real. I know there's a whole bunch of people now claiming they spit the real. Long story short, these are fugazi people. You know it. You know it. I know it. This is my machine. This is my baby, Shot 97. This is my project. I'm excited to be here and excited to do this. I don't mean to sound overly cocky, but I'm not looking for a job. I can get a job. People reach out to me about jobs. But there's no job security in today's day and age. I've done deals, and I will continue to do deals. But now the deals have to make more sense by way of the longevity factor. I've helped corporations win, and corporations have used me. Nothing wrong with being used. If you can't be used, then maybe you're useless. I sit here before you today, proud of my accomplishments and very confident. I ask for your support today by way of that donate button on shot97.com. Next week, we turn it up. Start broadcasting at 12 noon until 2 p.m. For over a year, I was eyeballing that particular time slot, but I wanted to at least get back into the mornings to reconnect with many of you people who know me from morning radio. But now it's time to turn it up on more of a political, progressive, informative, educational level. I'm a man of a certain age. I like to have fun, and I always will. Don't get it fucked up. I'm not just going to be on some grown man mature shit. No, I'm going to be as stupid as ever. I'm hip-hop's oldest teenager. Someone gave me that title a couple of years ago. My homie Artie, who's he's in Philly at Hot 107.9. He's a dear friend. He used to produce Wendy Williams' show. He started calling me hip hop's oldest teenager. That's who I am. I have no biological children. Your donations go back into this machine. I'm not buying kicks and getting my fucking kids' hair cut, you know, off of your donations. No. Every fucking dime goes into it, whether it be a coffee machine, some fucking, I don't know, some wires for what DJ Elias is doing, a camera, the studio, you know, rental, and a bunch of other things. We're going to pick it up next week. We're going to be streaming on 50 megabytes per second. Right now we're on 15. So your donations have been helping, and they're still needed. I just got a couple of tweets here, six to be exact. People are saying, yo, let's do it, in terms of the OHC, Objective Hate Center, coming soon to Harlem. Listen to me. I've always been the man with the plan. That's why I've been boss all my life. All of my formative years, My teenage years, my 20s, my 30s, I've always been the man with the plan. Never been scared to get out there on the front line to do something that people might think is either bootleg or crazy or corny looking. I started publishing a magazine called Around the Way Connections in Hollis, Queens in 1992. I was laughed at by people that knew me from the record labels that I worked at for fucking 7 to 8 years prior to 1992, laughed at because it had fucking typos, you know, the graphics weren't the best, but I took that and I fucking churned it, I tweaked it, and I turned it into many, many different things, and then, you know, those same people who laughed during that particular time came banging on my fucking door years later trying to get jobs. So I'm out there. We out here. But I'm going to give this some real thought over the weekend. The OHC, Objective Hate Center. All I need is a little cafe, just maybe a little corner in the back of a cafe. A church, my nigga. An atheist in the church preaching the hate. I'm going to need some of you beautiful females to assist me to help collect donations, because you're going to have to come in with the donation. I'm going to be on that Reverend Ike shit. We'll talk more about this. Hey, hater advice. We're a little bit late, but let me get into it. I've been giving hater advice on the microphone ever since I started my radio journey. Today I want to talk about, do you have peace of mind at home? Peace of mind. You see, everything that we deal with out here in the world means nothing when you get home. Home is your sanctuary. It's where nothing else matters. That's where you have your cat, your dogs, your fish, whatever it is that you do. If you're home, you're smoking a bong. You're fucking smoking. What is that new shit? Animal crackers. Whatever you do. Do you have peace of mind at home? Do you have people that respect your privacy at home? I say this because, you know, I'm a person who has always lived a very, very productive, satisfying, self-fulfilling, self-enlightening life, because home is where the heart is. Respect is key as well. Respect. Those who come to your home, if you don't respect your home, they won't respect your home. So many times, you know, over the years, I've seen rappers or just people within the urban culture, you know, talk about, you know, someone's home being violated. You know, niggas come in with the pistols, robbing niggas, pistol whipping niggas, you know, just all types of ratchet, stupid shit. Maybe you're not respecting your home. Home is not a hangout. Sometimes you have to regulate who you even let in your home. I don't let anybody in my fucking home. Buck Wild, who you guys know, can't come by unless he calls 2 days in advance. I've told you folks for years, in my living room, I've always had lawn furniture. There's no furniture for you to get comfortable on in my home. And the reason why I have lawn furniture is I don't want niggas getting comfortable when you do come by. Hopefully you start to, we're talking to a guy, man, you know, just a nigga needs to rest. Yeah, nigga, rest someplace else. This ain't the place to rest. I'll elaborate more if you care to. I'm on Twitter, @StarnerBuckwall. That's my hater advice. Home. Do you have peace of mind? We can deal with anything else in the world. We can go to work and deal with a fucked up coworker, a nasty ass boss, somebody that you have to fight and tussle with, possibly pull out the razor. But then when you go home, it's time to relax. We'll come back and we'll talk more. All right, Star and Buck Wild Show, a.k.a. Troy Terrain, live and direct. On a fuckery Friday. You just played a song by Mary J. Blige. I was kind of feeling that. Yeah, I've been dumping on her for a lot of years, but she's been putting the work in. At some point, a nigga has to fall back and say, okay, girl, do your thing. It's nothing personal. I just, you know, some people you're zoning on and you say, yo, I got to get at you. Hey, why is Shine zoning in on Kendrick Lamar? Why? We posted a video, or Sarah or Allison posted a video last night with Shine, rapper Shine. I think his new name is Moses Levi or Levy. Sitting in a little cafe in France, dumping. He keeps calling Kendrick Lamar's new CD trash. That's the word he used, trash. You dig? It's trash, you dig. Why? Is this his new come up? If it is, it's a sad one. He's supposed to be a man that has reached a peaceful plateau. I say that with all due respect. He's supposedly reached a peaceful plateau. Clearly he's conflicted, because when you reach a certain place within your journey, And you are able to connect, supposedly, to a comfortable silence, you don't feel the need to just lash out at others. And this is what he's doing. The video's on shot97.com. The rapper The Game called him a bitch on Twitter. The hater misses nothing. It's right there on the homie's website, VladTV.com. Vlad is my homie. Vlad, if you're on Twitter beefing, Vlad will catch it. DJ Vlad. The Game called Shine a bitch. And all Shine said was, why you, what did he say? Let me see if I can find, let me see if you can go to VladTV.com. While I'm talking, tell me exactly what Shine just said. Why are you involving yourself in something that doesn't concern you? It's almost like you know, a motherfucker who walks into a room and says, "Bang!" And the nigga who gets slapped says, "Yo, why you do that for?" That's what the Puerto Ricans used to say back in the days, back in the 80s. Do they still say that? Why you do that for? Why you do that for? And then the guy who slaps him says, "Motherfucker, why? Nigga, I just slapped you, bitch. Nigga, what's doing?" And then the guy who got slapped says, "Oh, no, I was just asking. I just wanted to know." Now, come on, on some hood shit, when a nigga comes at you, whether it's, you know, in the streets or whether it's on Twitter and says, "Bitch," if he's not joking around like, "Yo, fuck you, bitch, nigga, yo, bitch, nigga, yo, fuck out of here." If he's coming at you and just saying, "You a bitch," just like Gucci Man has now said to Young Jock, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Young Jock, a bitch. Nigga, those is fighting words. Educate me. Oh, and someone said, I was on ForbesDVD.com. Those are my niggas, Doggy Diamonds and M-Rec. I fucks with ForbesDVD.com. Heavy! Somebody in the comments section on ForbesDVD.com said that some nigga spit in Shine's face and Shine didn't do nothing. Can someone verify this, please, or is that just, you know, a bullshit comment? I don't know. DJ Ellis, you ever heard of this? Some nigga spitting in Shine's face and Shine didn't do nothing? I don't want to, you know, say that if it's not true, because I'm not trying to clown, you know, his manhood. You know, maybe he's got hand skills. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I had to ask it and put it out there. Hey, folks, do you need a hater package in your life? I am the hater, not a hater, the hater. I came into the game hating, objectively. And I really didn't give that much insight or detail when most people became familiar with me by way of radio. I was hating starting in 1992 in my local publication called Around the Way Connections. I was shitting on people hardcore. Hardcore. An old dear friend of mine, Dave Mays, started publishing The Source magazine. We hooked up. I started writing a column called Reality Check. My pen name was Buckwild. I'm starring Buckwild, in case you don't know. I used to shit on people just vicious, unwarranted hate. I tried to shit on Wu-Tang Clan, who was hot back in 96. And the Source magazine said, "Whoa, we don't want to go there." I said, "Oh, all right, well, you know, just this is who I am." Anyway, in terms of hating, objective hating, when I got to the radio, it just wasn't fashionable. I had a lot of ground I had to cover. I had a lot of barriers I had to break through. So what it is that I do now, in case you don't know, I try to be more in-depth in the explanation of certain things by way of why I put certain people under the microscope, or I observe other people who are now hating. You see, now hating is fashionable. But what 97% of the people don't do is they don't tell you why. With an objective explanation. Hang on a second. What'd you get, homie?
I got it, D.
Hold on. Tell me what you got. You have Game.
It's the whole conversation. It goes.
Okay, hey, hang on. You have rapper Game calling Shine a bitch. Give me the exact quote.
Yeah, it says lay off the homie Kendrick Lamar, blood. And then the next one says.
Turn your mic up, homie. Come on, please.
Then the next one says, listen to Kendrick Lamar album during lunch. This is Shine. And I was very disappointed. Game's response was, shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
And then Shine answered back.
Yeah, okay. Take your time. After Game told Shine, shut up, bitch, Shine responds, give me the quote.
He says, what's up, son? Why are you involving yourself in something that doesn't concern you?
What's up, son? Why are you involving yourself in something that doesn't concern you? Now, what he was supposed to say was, eat a dick, my nigga. I'm triple OG. Yada, yada, yada. Gangland. That's what the nigga should have said, right or wrong? Or he should have said, yo, watch your fucking mouth, nigga, before I kick your teeth in. I mean, something just to let other niggas know, because we, you know, everything's in the open now. Just to let other niggas know, yo, my nigga, yo, I'll still go there. I just did a fucking stretch, but I'll still go there, bitch, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
Maybe he want to end up like 40 Glock.
Oh! What, you want to square up, nigga? You want to square up? Oh. That's one of my favorite clips. And I've always shitted on the rapper The Game. But I think I now have to, I got to fuck with Game. Can somebody on Twitter please, if you have the time, just say Star from Star and Buckwild is now fucking with Game heavy. I'm never going to apologize for things that I've said, you know, directed at Game. But I mean, I have to respect where he's coming from now. Shut up, bitch. That's what he said to Shine. And I hear that Nipsey Hussle and some other cats have chimed in as well in regards to Shine's comments. Just want to put it out there. Hey, folks, I do want to show respect this morning to an artist, an unsigned artist by the name of Jay Thrill. He's got a track and a video on Shot97.com. It's called River City Blues. Respect to you, homie. Respect to you. Jay Thrill. River City Blues. The track is on shot97.com. Sarah, who posts the videos along with Allison, told me that he made a donation, and she reposted his video. And for those of you who don't know, when you make a donation, depending on the amount of the donation, you can have your video reposted twice in the same month on the day of your choice. You just email Allison, Sarah, say, hey, I want my video reposted on, I don't know, Saturday morning, Thursday evening. These are some of the added value things that other, you know, sites don't do. And also, you may need a hater package. Yes, a hater package. Who better than moi, yours truly, to shit on you? Now, in case you don't know, I get it cracking on this internet. I have for many, many years. I love the internet. It's the devil's playground. The old term was the information highway, but it's the devil's playground. You might need a haters package, me shitting on you to turn it up so you can get some type of recognition. Now, depending on the size of the donation, you may not want me to stop for a week. I might have to go in hard body karate, shit on you, your crew, get that shit cracking. Holler at a few people that I know over at ForbesDVD.com, Vlad TV. Get your name buzzing. Get you buzzing on a beat. Holler at me if you need a hater package. My email address is thehater1964@yahoo.com. I'll say it again. Thehater1964@yahoo.com. Hey, also, I want you to get Young Thriller's track ready again. This is the new anthem. For the Star and Buckwild show. It's called I Need More Haters. Have we found out where he's from? He's on Twitter. He might not be awake just yet. Niggas might be out there trapping. Allegedly, I don't know. I'm not trying to snitch, but I'm just saying, you know. I'm going to find out where he's from. He looks like he's somewhere down there in the South. Hang on. I'm watching niggas on Twitter. Son of Sam Beats. He says Shine is desperate. AF. His career is over. Yeah. Hey, also,